Faith will cause you to add knowledge to faith. Faith will cause you to add patience and temperance and godliness. Faith will teach you to deny ungodliness and worldliness. Faith will bring so much more to you than just a set of facts. Jesus rose from the dead. Well, hallelujah. Welcome to the club, brother. Continue with me. I'm going to warn you. I'm going to fill you with the knowledge of his will. I want to warn you and teach you in all wisdom. Why? That I may present you perfect. This is a mystery. Because nobody ever thought, hey, you got to be perfect. Though the Old Testament talks about perfection. Everything is really there. There's very little in the New Testament that I don't see in the Old Testament. But the thing is, they didn't see it in the Old Testament until the New Testament came along. So with retrospect, it's real easy to say, like, well, it's all there. Yeah, it's having hindsight, as my dad always said, hindsight is 20/20. Looking back, for some people can't look back. And they don't see clearly behind them or anyways. Because they're just blind. Hindsight is 20/20 unless you're blind. I am made a minister who now rejoices in my sufferings. The gospel which you have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof Paul, I am a minister who now rejoices in my sufferings for you. He himself rejoices in his own sufferings on their behalf. That's amazing. You think about it. It's like, I rejoice that I'm suffering for you. It's in Christianity. That is, we rejoice in suffering. I don't rejoice in the suffering of others, unless it be someone else who is suffering in the gospel. I suffer. I rejoice for that. I don't rejoice in people who suffer arbitrarily. Under the hands of wicked men, it angers me. It angers me deeply. But God is angry by it, and he's watching and waiting. Guess I got to do the same thing. I haven't come here to try to make God just before man. God doesn't need to be justified before man. Man has to be justified before God. It's backwards, see. You can't reply. I'll go reply. Reply all you like. See what that gets you. See, ultimately, it's only for those whom God has put the Spirit in to strive after these things. He's made a minister. And fill up that which is behind of the affliction of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake. Philip, what does that mean? What is the deficit, the lacking? I think what he's saying, there is a lack of affliction in Christ in my flesh. I see this in me totally. This is totally true of me. I have a major deficit of things I got to suffer. For Christ's sake. Because otherwise, there's no way I could be the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ without suffering things. Which, in my flesh, and I think about, that's not an easy thing to, the flesh doesn't want to suffer, I hit my head the other day and I thought, I wanted the pain to stop immediately. I've tolerated certain amounts of pain, but we need that sharp pain from getting hit sharply on your head. That piercing, sharp pain that just screams? I just wanted it to stop. Affliction. I'm appointed to affliction. I need to suffer, and I need to be afflicted. Otherwise, I can't be like Christ. There's a deficit. Paul was suffering. He saw himself as suffering for the sake of the entire body. And I think because by his suffering, the gospel is magnified. The church whereof I am, he's made a minister of the church, a minister being, what is it? I want to see what the word minister was here. It's probably diakonos, which is where we get our word deacon from. And it means like, you know, a household. Great. I didn't write it down. But it means like a household servant, you know, not like a slave, but like a, like a butler, you know, that kind of a servant. I just want to find a note I had on and see if I can find out what, just want to confirm that was diakonos. Pages are sticking together. And yeah, it was. Okay. The dispensation of God. I did talk a great deal about dispensationalism in Ephesians and in, you know, it simply means administration in the things which are dispensed. I want to receive a dispensation. I want God to give me things that I in turn give to you. In fact, this a Bible study is a sort of a dispensation. But, you know, we usually, a dispensation is bigger. You know, apostles get dispensations, you know. Because that's like a whole administration of some great thing from God. This is just like, you know, a tiny little thing. This is just really just a tiny little speck in the work of God. There's no great dispensation. You know, like we say, the new administration is coming and taking power. But to fulfill the word of God, a dispensation is given. See? A house distributorship. It means the rule of the house, the administration of God's will in a particular way. It's more about the way than about the, you know, dispensations can be time limited. I mean, the dispensation that was committed to Paul was limited to his lifetime. But it's also in this word. I mean, this word is a form of dispensation because it administers certain things to us. And what was his dispensation, the thing that God had given him to dispense, this mystery?